Good morning. It's Monday, July 27th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Coming up, we gather around the campfire for some cowboy poetry.
So cowboy poetry kind of reflects back to the past of the old cattle drives, but also reflects the values and thoughts of modern-day ranching and agriculture.
KMUW's Dan Dillon talks with a retired Wichita police detective who's now a two-time state champion cowboy poet. That's coming up after the news. The Republican District Attorney of Sedgwick County, Mark Bennett, says he's against the proposed amendment to change the way state Supreme Court justices are selected. Now the chair of the Kansas Republican Party is pushing back. Zach Boblett of the Kansas News Service reports.
Republican Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett is against the August 4th constitutional amendment that would replace the Supreme Court nominating commission with direct elections. Bennett says the change would politicize the courts. He also questioned whether elected justices would have ruled to desegregate schools in the 1950s. Kansas Republican Party Chair Denedre Herbert, who is black, called that suggestion deeply offensive to Kansans and urged voters to approve the amendment. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Wichita students will start the new school year in less than 3 weeks. As KMUW's Daniel Caudill reports, the district is hosting in-person enrollment today and tomorrow.
Enrollment is from noon to 7 p.m. at each school. All kindergarten families must enroll in person. Other families can enroll on the district's website unless they need to pay non-enrollment fees, sign up for elementary school latchkey, or get an ID badge for a middle or high school student. Multilingual support is available at the Alvin Morris Administrative Center. The first day of school is August 13th. Middle and high schoolers new to their buildings will have an orientation on August 12th. Teachers return August 5th. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Caudill.
Nearly every state in the country has put in place new restrictions on the movement of animals as the destructive New World screwworm continues to spread. Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports.
Ellen Jefferson is the head of animal rescue Austin Pets Alive. She says there are more pets in Texas than potential adopters. But moving dogs and cats has become more complicated as states try to guard against the New World screwworm. The parasitic fly has infected livestock in Texas and New Mexico since June. Most states now require animals coming from those areas to have a pre-travel inspection by a vet and a round of medication. Jefferson says they're reasonable precautions, but they're still costly for rescues.
Over 200 shelters in Texas do not have access to a veterinarian, so giving them even the medicine is really, really hard.
She worries more animals will be euthanized because of overpopulation if shelters keep relying on transport to other states. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services will start a new program in October that helps people with disabilities ages 5 and older live independently. Rachel Schnelly of the Kansas News Service reports.
The Community Supports Waiver offers up to $20,000 for people with disabilities that do not require around-the-clock care. The goal is keeping people at home so they can delay moving to places like nursing homes. Sarah Hart Weir with the Kansas Council on Developmental Disabilities says the waiver helps decrease the 5,000-person-long waiting list for services. She says the list causes a lot of stress for families.
People are getting on it as soon as possible because they're going to need services at some point in their life.
Kansans interested in using the program can go to one of the 27 community developmental disability organizations across the state. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly in Pittsburgh.
The Kansas Supreme Court affirmed the conviction of a Wichita man who fatally shot a Quick Trip security guard in 2021. Leroy West was convicted in 2023 of first-degree premeditated murder in the death of 39-year-old Will Robinson. In a unanimous decision, the state Supreme Court held that lower courts correctly denied West's appeals. Robinson was working security at a former Quick Trip at Broadway and Murdoch when he asked West to turn down his music. West shot the security guard in the face, and the guard died 2 days later. The Kansas Leadership Center has unveiled a $2 million expansion of its headquarters in downtown Wichita. The nonprofit organization says it's preparing for its next chapter by renovating the third floor of its building at Douglas and Topeka. The project was funded by the Kansas Health Foundation. The Leadership Center was founded in 2005 and opened its doors 2 years later. Since 2022, the organization has increased its staff by 36%. The renovated third floor features classrooms, interactive teaching studios, and gathering spaces designed for in-person and virtual learning. Wichita will host the 2027 National Intercollegiate Wheelchair Basketball Championships. City officials announced Thursday that the championship games will run from March 16th through the 20th at Neumann University. The event will bring college-aged athletes from around the country, including some who are working toward a spot on the U.S. national team for the 2028 Paralympic Games in Los Angeles. The men's conference is made up of teams from 11 colleges. The women's conference has 6 teams. The city hosted the adult and junior level championships from 2020 through 2023. We'll be back after this.
Our next KMUW Literary Feast is Wednesday, July 29th at 6 p.m. We'll discuss Contrapposto by Dave Eggers. Dinner is provided by Public, and participants are invited to bring a beverage to share. Tickets are $15, available at kmuw.org. Literary Feast is made possible by The Spice Merchant, a founding sponsor of the Arts and Culture Fund.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Scott Wiswell grew up riding horses and working cattle before becoming a detective with the Wichita Police Department. He's retired now, and in his spare time, he writes and performs cowboy poetry. KMUW's Dan Dillon talked with the two-time cowboy poetry state champion about the nostalgic pastime.
Tell us, for those who may not know, what is, in your opinion, a cowboy poem?
Well, it's everyone has a different definition of what a cowboy is. You know, some people think of a cowboy as just somebody who works with cows and horses all day long, but others, you know, it's the Western lifestyle. And so cowboy poetry kind of reflects back to the past of the old cattle drives, but also reflects the values and thoughts of modern-day ranching and agriculture.
Did you read some cowboy poetry and you thought, I could do that too, or how did that work?
Well, for me to start writing, that's how I started. I'd read and listened to some famous cowboy poets. And then as you research, you kind of go back in time to the old classics of the early 20th century of Henry Herbert Nibbs and Bruce Cascadon and S. Omar Barker, those old cowboy poets from, you know, the early 20th century. And it just kind of caught my eye.
When I read a cowboy poem, it immediately takes me to maybe a campfire, to an old dusty trail ride or something like that. Is that what you try to do with your cowboy poetry?
I try not to tackle a big issue, you know, like writing about the West or Kansas as a whole, you know, because a poem's like a short snippet of time, like whether it's humorous or serious, like sitting and listening to a, you know, a veteran tell a war story or, you know, a cop tell a cop story or something like that. It's like that little fly on the wall where you get just a little picture.
Well, we can't let you get away without at least hearing some of these poems. So if you have a couple that you could read for us, we'd sure appreciate it.
Sure. Kind of the first one chronicles what cowboy poetry is. And it goes, I've roped a hippopotamus and kissed a porcupine. I've chugged down molten lava chased with some turpentine. My bull rope is a rattlesnake. My spurs are solid gold. I posed for Western horsemen in their cowboy centerfold. Now I know what you're thinking, that none of this is true. But when it comes to cowboy poetry, what's a feller supposed to do? There's just so many poems you can write about roping cows. So forgive my exaggerations and tall tales that I espouse. But I give this admonition. For every cowboy allegory, be wary of any cowpoke's claim. Now this here is a true story.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You can hear more of Dan Dillon's conversation with Scott Wiswell at KMUW.org. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.